So we know we don't want to rely solely on willpower to stop eating certain foods. What I want to share with you today is a kind of a combination of techniques here that you can use as well to move past cravings and to change them. In a way, I like to call this deconstructing cravings. You know, what is it about certain foods that makes us want them? Well, a big part of it is the perception we have of it. Okay, now what I mean is that we don't think of each individual ingredient in a certain food, we think of the overall perception of that food. Right? Everything's like this. Right? Pizza becomes something more than just cheese, tomato, bread, and all the things that went into making each one of those ingredients. Okay, it becomes this one singular experience, and usually it's a taste, a flavor that we think about. So one way to deal with this and kind of change it up, again, what we want to do is not just fight against the perception that we have, but, you know, using willpower, try to stop ourselves. We want to deconstruct the perceptions we have and change them. Because if we can do that on a core level, we're going to simultaneously change our cravings. And so what I decided to do today, to use as an example, is Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Okay? Common one. Now, I picked something here. Again, I want to be clear. I didn't pick something like candy or something that's excessively bad as far as preservatives and something that's got a lot of gross stuff in it, because I didn't want to be ridiculous. So I wanted to pick something that is genuinely, I think, is a good product. Right? It's made well. It's made with good ingredients. Okay, so I picked something that's not going to have blatantly disgusting stuff in it, but I want to show you how to do this. Because a lot of times people think of ice cream, and when they think of it, they think of maybe that spoon reaching into their mouth and then the ice cream dissolving on their tongue. Okay, so what we want is we want to change the perception a bit. And another way we can do this is to look at the ingredients. Now, if I look at the ingredients here, like I said, they're not necessarily that bad, but let's see if anything sticks out to you. Okay, so in order, again, you know how ingredients work. The first thing is what's most, the ingredient that's most in the ice cream. So the first thing is cream, skim milk, liquid sugar, water, egg yolks, fair trade certified vanilla extract, sugar, guar gum, and carrageenan. All right. Now this is just basic vanilla ice cream. Okay. So again, I didn't get one of their crazy flavors, just something basic. And as you go through that, what you want to do here again is we're deconstructing it so that you're not just thinking about ice cream as this one pleasurable thing. We want to break it down. And sometimes this can be helpful for your brain to kind of just eliminate the cravings for it a bit. You begin to think about it a little differently. So what is it for you? I can tell you, for me, the thing that stuck out with me the first time I read this, it was years ago, was liquid sugar. That just always stuck with me. And what ended up happening is every time I thought of Ben & Jerry's, I thought of liquid sugar. And so that was the first part of it. Okay, so what is it for you? Do any of these ingredients stick out to you as being something that doesn't sound that good to eat? Again, it's cream, skim milk, liquid sugar, water, egg yolks, fair trade certified vanilla extract, sugar, guar gum, and carrageenan. Now, I don't even know what carrageenan is, but it's probably not too bad. Guar gum, like it or don't like it, a little extra sugar in there in addition to the liquid sugar, which is the third ingredient. Okay, so again, that's the third ingredient. Egg yolks, I don't know. You know, good or bad. I eat eggs, but again, when I think of ice cream and I think of eggs in ice cream, it just changes the way I think about it a little bit, right? Now again, this may or may not be something that works for you, right? It may bother you, it may not. But if you do this, this is just one more thing you can do with foods that you're struggling with, is break down the ingredients, find out what they are. Again, this one's kind of easy in a sense because you know all these ingredients, they're pretty basic. You start getting into candies, more heavily processed foods, and you start seeing ingredients that you can't even pronounce the words of them, all right? Now, when that happens, again, that can change your perception of what you're consuming. Because what we're looking to do here is get past the marketing, to get past our own internal perceptions of what this food is. Because oftentimes, a lot of times, again, not this necessarily, but a lot of the processed foods, when you start reading the ingredients, you almost start to get the feeling it's almost not even food. And it's a lot of chemicals, a lot of things you can't pronounce. And again, it just allows you to think of it differently. And when you think of things differently, you feel differently about them. And that's what we're ultimately looking to do here, is to change the feelings we have for these foods that you may have been struggling with. So the first part is to identify the ingredients, to deconstruct it a bit. The second thing is to be present with the food. Okay, so you could eat this ice cream and you could take a bite of it and notice how it tastes. Notice if you can taste the egg yolk. Notice if you can taste the liquid sugar. Notice if you can taste the guar gum. What do you think that is? What do you think it tastes like? So that as you're eating this, you're identifying those flavors. Ideally, you want to pick the thing that kind of bugs you the most. Right? So again, like I said, for me, liquid sugar, it just bothers me. I don't like sugar in general. Not just the flavor of it, but just what it does to my body. So in my mind, when I was eating this ice cream, I was imagining liquid sugar. So again, I'm doing this because this is something I want to have more control over. So that's what you want to do. You want to pick foods that you would like to have more control over, less cravings for. This is the way to do it. Break down the ingredients, and then as you're eating it, think about the ingredients that bothers you the most. See if you can taste it. That's how you re-perceive these foods and end up having more control over it. All right, so I hope that makes sense. Finally, what you want to do, and this is we've gone over this before, is to eat like a gourmet. So that when you eat it, you're really taking a little bit of time to really taste it. Notice the texture, notice the smell, notice the flavors. Then you want to go even deeper into it. As you're eating it, the first spoonful, how that feels, right? The second spoonful, is the flavor as enjoyable? Because oftentimes the first few bites are most enjoyable, and then your tongue and the taste, it starts to saturate. So you don't notice it as much anymore. Okay, so pay attention to that. Because again, this isn't about all or nothing, it's about having control. So we don't have to never eat ice cream again, we just want to be able to eat it responsibly in a way that's going to give us the body we want. Okay, so I hope this helps you out. I promise you, if you do this in the way that I described, I guarantee you it's going to make some differences in the way you perceive it. Okay, and you never know what they're going to be. So it's something you have to do in order to understand what it's like. But if you do it, I can almost guarantee that something's going to shift in you, or you're going to think of it a little differently. And that's what we want to have happen, all right? So play with this. Do it today. Grab something, some food that you always eat, and go look up the ingredients. If you don't know what the ingredients are, right, if there's some really long preservative name, look it up. Google it. Find out what this is. Find out what it does. Imagine what it does in your body, ingesting it, okay? This is what you want to think. This allows us to move past the marketing, past our perceptions, into reality. And that alone is going to change your desire for these foods. Okay? So have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.